board, and it was great to have you as the senior member of the team lead that effort. And
but it certainly was a great experience for me, and we looked at some very excellent people, and I think we've come up with an excellent choice.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I'm afraid to do anything now for being shouted down, but Susan, I think an important member of your team joins us now.
Thank you. I'm pleased to have a moment to introduce Kimberly Pate, who is our new director of athletics. Kim, would you come up? Thank you. Kim emerged as the top candidate in our director of athletics search this past spring and summer. We had over 100 candidates for the position. In fact, she started in late July. Comes to us from Brevard College, where she was also the athletic director. Kim was an outstanding student, earned a bachelor's degree from Brevard College. She holds an MBA from Western Carolina. She was also a student athlete and a successful coach in softball. Has a lot of experience with Division II, has been very active in leadership roles with the NCAA, and most importantly, she believes deeply in the comprehensive development of student athletes. She's absolutely the right person at the right time for us, and I'm delighted to have you meet her. I thought Kim might just want to make a comment as well. Kim?
Thank you very much. I'm honored to serve in the role of athletic director at UIS, and every day I become more and more excited about the opportunity to really do something special here and build a program that you as members of the board, our faculty, and our community will be very proud of. So I appreciate this opportunity to serve in this capacity.
Thank you, Kim.
Well, I have three daughters. Excuse me. I have three daughters, and I've
Kim.
I have three daughters. I've had an occasion to take a girls' fast pitch softball pitch, and is that hittable for an adult?
No, it depends.
In my case, it was not. So. Thank you.
All right, so I appreciate it.
Okay, so now we're going to go into executive session, I think.
I so move, Mr. Chairman.
I have to, Tom and Michelle will. So there are certain requirements under state law, and we have to articulate them, and it's kind of formal, but apparently that's the deal. So we're going to talk about four different things, I think. Security procedures and the use of personnel and equipment to respond to an actual, a threatened, or reasonably potential danger in the safety of employees, students, staff, the public, or public property. And that's really gives us an opportunity to talk about some of the situations in Urbana and at UIC. University employment or appointment-related matters, and there have been a series of appointments and some others coming up that we'll talk about. Discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act, and you referenced that a little earlier. Pending probable or imminent litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the university, which is often subjects around the medical operation. So if, with that said, if there's a motion.
I so move, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second.
Rick, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you all. So how long do we think that's going to be? An hour and 45 minutes? Okay, so an hour and 45 minutes, and we appreciate your indulgence.
We stay in here?
We move.
Move?
We're moving to G.
Board will move to room G.
Susan, where is room G?